specific to LSU. They were showing highlights against LSU. They've done the same in the Iron Bowl. They haven't done it for any other
Tennessee,
other teams.
We have a Tennessee hate week on purpose, and then just show us even more hate towards Tennessee gets me even more pumped for a game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And here's some other issues that they've brought up on here. A student from Texas Tech basically talks about how there was a questionable fumble play being reviewed on the field. He had access to his phone in the stadium and saw on Twitter where people were tweeting that it was in fact a fumble. And he said, "I then realized that it was better that I could get a better feel and insight to the game watching it from my couch." And I mean that's something the NCAA has. You know, they're really starting to focus in on the lack of student interest in games, and they're wondering why. It's in a sense, it's almost a monster they've created themselves with these massive lucrative TV contracts, and it's all about the money nowadays. And they're putting so much into that, and now you know people would rather stay at home and watch the game than come out to the game and see it in person.
And some of that is dealing with facilities too. You know, if you don't have the proper big screens in your stadium, if you don't have your camera guys running the stadium cameras, running replays so that fans can see what happened if they didn't get the best view when it happened live. That's almost a cosmetic issue for the individual home stadium, because if you're doing it right and you have a proper screening and proper replay people in place, I feel like that should be less of a problem for your fans.
Yeah, and I think it matters the game too. Looking at it, like, there's certain games where you're happy that you're there. You're like, oh, LSU, like, you can name those games. But then when you have games that aren't that great, you rather sit at home, because one huge thing is that the alcohol is not being served. So a lot of fans aren't happy that they can't buy the alcohol. So, and SEC's stadiums are pretty bad about, like, no, you can't have alcohol, or you can't.
Here's the thing with SEC. If it's an SEC-sanctioned event, alcohol is banned inside the stadium.
Yeah.
There
people rather sit at home and drink alcohol in their own way instead of being, like, told not to at a football game.
And, I mean, as far as the TV thing goes, as far as the TV thing goes, I feel that it's really something that they've created the monster themselves, and that's the way I feel about that. I mean, it's really hard for people to show up at games now because they're not getting as much insight, and that's something that the NFL has done now. This would be great if the colleges could do this at every NFL game now. Whatever's being shown on television, or whatever the referees are looking at when there's a questionable call on the field, when there's a challenge, the fans are viewing that on the big screens in the stadium, and that's something that has really engaged the fan base at NFL games. And that's something that I feel like like the SEC, that would be something they could look into as a conference, because every team in the SEC has a big screen at their games, has one of those big screens at their games where they would be able to syndicate the televised program into the big screen to be able to look at that.
And you're going to have an SEC network this coming fall
absolutely.
The first time ever, so it should be just too easy for the SEC to coordinate with all of its stadiums. Okay, this is what the fans see, this is what the ref sees, this is what the people in the stand see.
And we're actually going to take a short break here, but on the other side, we're going to get into some of the statistical data backing up some of this, disinterest in student attendance at games. You're listening to the student section on 90.7 The Capstone.